What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out here in, we're out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm here in overcast Kansas City, Missouri. It's been overcast all weekend long in the KC metro area. Got a little timeout in the action here. I'm going to try to get this postcast in. K-State baseball, right, we'll go right into it. K-State baseball fails to sweep Houston and does not get the clean sweep at home as they lose in the ninth inning, as it was tied 5-5 in the ninth inning. Again, Kate, for those who don't know, K-State was playing Houston in Manhattan, Kansas this weekend. And they took the first two, they took the series overall, but missed out on an opportunity for a sweep as Tyler Cox drives in the game-winning run at the top of the ninth inning. And K-State could not tie things up in the bottom of the ninth inning as K-State loses to Houston 6-5. And yes, it was a disappointing game from what Pete Hughes said in the presser there as well. He does say, quote, good fight in battle back. That all sounds good. But in the end, when you lose, I don't really care how it looked. You get beat, and we beat ourselves today. So that's what we're looking at right there. And you need all these games, and you did not come through. You didn't need to. So, but it'll be interesting to see what Alex says when we talk with him on this upcoming recording on the bonus content of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, when we get together tomorrow night. Yeah, it's been overcast over here. I don't know how it's been, the weather is over in Manhattan, Kansas, but I do know it's been overcast pretty much all weekend long. I want to see that sun, baby. I want to see that sun, hopefully tomorrow on Monday for sure. But this loss for K-State, 2 out of 3 against Houston, this loss now puts K-State 12-9 in the Big 12. Big loss there. You needed to win all these games. They just, again, I cannot remind you guys enough as this week comes to an end. K-State, you need all these games. You need to sweep them, and you did not. So, I mean, you take the series, which is nice, but you really indicative. You wanted to sweep this team. You did not do it. And K-State now drops overall to 26-18 there. And the Cougars now, so only 7-13 in the Big 12. You lose to another bottom feeder in your conference, despite taking the series, and the Houston Cougars overall record not too shabby at a 23-20 record there as well in this ball game. We take a look. Didn't have the box score right there. Let me see if I can put the box score up. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. It is Houston taking down K-State in the finale, 6-5 in Manhattan, Kansas this morning. Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri here, folks. Now we're going to take a look inside the box score here on this one-run defeat at home. And for K-State, that's their second loss at home. And that's second loss in many weeks in family Toyn Family Stadium. They've been so tough at home. And both of these losses are to sub 500 teams. You got to take care of business right there. And you hand Richie Roman his first win for Houston of the 2025 season. Meanwhile, James Gaillette has been on the end of some bad losses here. Another loss for him on his record. He goes to 4-3 on the 2025 season. This was wild in the first inning. Houston all jumped all over the starting pitcher for K-State in this ball game, which was Lincoln Sheffield. Lincoln Sheffield has not been great. He's just not been great in the last handful of starts. Probably 4 or 5 starts, which he started out so good in the beginning of the season. And now, like the last handful of starts, he's been bad. Bad for the K-State team. And again, I'm going to reiterate what Coach Hughes said yesterday. And if you missed out on game 2 recording, postcast is now up. Well, it's been up since this morning, wherever you listen to your podcast, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Amp, Audio Boom, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Yeah, I said it then, or he said it. Good pitching, winning games comes behind good pitching and defense. Well, Lincoln Sheffield did not last an inning. 4 runs to Houston in the first inning. Houston tacked on one in the third, and that was it until the tie. Until they untied it in the top of the ninth inning with that game-winning double there. K-State answered in the bottom of the first inning with 3 of their own. And then they tacked on 3. Oh, no, 3, not 3. 1 run in the third, 1 in the bottom of the fourth. get a lock thing. It was a tie game into the top of the ninth inning there, and K-State did not score again in this ball game. Houston, the winning team in this game, avoids a sweep of K-State. 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. K-State, 5 runs, 8 hits. In error in this ball game here. We already talked about who the decisions there in this ball game here. Lincoln Sheffield did not last an inning. 4 hits, 4 runs, all those were earned. Did not strike out a single batter and walk 2. Short outing. JJ Slack picked up the slack for K-State. 3 solid innings pitched there of 2-hit, 1-run ball. James Gaillette went pretty much in reverse here. He went the handful of innings. 5 1/3 innings and got the loss. 2 hits, 1 run. All that was earned. 3 walks and 3 strikeouts there. So still, that was a solid outing for James. And K-State bats could not help him out in his ball game here to get not even a run, not even insurgents runs. So there's that there as well, as K-State fails to get a sweep and loses a costly loss there and a small little setback yet again for the K-State there as they lose to Houston this morning by a count of 6-5. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports this is the podcast, postcast. I cannot talk for today for some reason here on a Sunday, maybe because this is weekend. I need to stop talking, but I'll stop talking in a minute. Take a look at the lineup for K-State. My guy, Shantiro, big series. For Shantiro, 3 more hits in this game. He was 3-for-4 in the ball game. D. Kennedy had a hit in this ball game. Keegan O'Connor continues to rake 2 more hits for him as well. AJ Isvasco hit from the bottom of the order in this game. 1-for-4 in this ball game here as well. Yeah, so that's a little quick wrap up there. Game 3 belongs to Houston by the count of 6-5. This morning in Manhattan, Kansas, there. K-State now falls to 26-18. Let me see if I can pull up the next opponent for. Oh, this guy turned around. They're off tomorrow. They will face BYU in Utah. It's going to be kind of a late game, 7:30 Central Time. That's going to be a late afternoon game in the West Coast there as well. So we'll see what happens there. I might have more when we look at the standings tomorrow, but K-State early this morning did not get the sweep as they fall to Houston in Game 3, the last game of the weekend series in Toyton Family Stadium by a count of 6-5 this morning. And now K-State will have the off day tomorrow and get ready for BYU out in Provo, Utah. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts found. Free and available daily. I have a chance to record Kansas State content. We already talked about it already. Make sure you do subscribe to this podcast. Second thing, Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3 E-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. And, of course, don't forget to tell a fellow K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. We are about to head to the last couple of days here in April, and soon enough, it's going to be May. Crazy. It's going to be May by midweek. So we'll talk about we'll check back in and take a look at the Big 12 standings on tomorrow's episode. And also, we'll take a look at track and field, a successful weekend in Iowa. So how about that? So I'm looking forward to catching up there tonight, and we'll bring you the update. I'll record that tomorrow on the podcast as well. So there's that as well, K-State Nation. But for right now, that's going to do it for this postcast of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.